This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Well, I got my cup of Joe, but the Joes are out for the next couple days. You're going to have Evan Giddings alongside Sam Lumman here on the Morning Roast. Rocking with you from 6 to 10. And Sam, you know, to me, the message that stuck with me yesterday from the retirement portion, and we'll get to the game, we'll get to Jimmy Butler. We're going to be giving away a number 10 jersey in the 8 o'clock hour. Also going to talk to Tim Roy at 8:30. But the thing that stood out to me really was his opening statement, because this, I think, is one of the many reasons why people fell in love with the now retired number 9.
None of this would have happened without all of you, the fans. And when I say that, thank you. I truly realize that you have an appreciation for me, which is very hard to feel sometimes. Thank you.
Sounds like a guy who gets it.
He does. And the fan love for Iguodala yesterday was just so appropriate. And it was just, it's emotional to think about. Just, we're already at the point, Evan, where it just seems like yesterday that he was arriving to the Warriors, and the buzz that was around him in that arrival, and what it meant and how it put this team on the map. And now here we are, you know, seeing that jersey in the rafters. Klay's on a different team. Steph and Draymond are in the twilight of their career. And seeing Dub Nation give a chance to truly just be able to embrace and appreciate that for a day and shower him with all that love. There's the one fan you can kind of hear. She screamed out, "We love you, Andre!" And I couldn't help but chuckle at that. And the fact that everybody heard that and he even acknowledged it, he does get it. He does understand. He saved his biggest thank yous for the end. You know, one was for Stephen Curry, which was his final thank you. And the other one was for the fans. And he had some great words for the fans who I think they understood. This fan base understood what his arrival meant. And I don't think this fan base has ever taken what Andre brought to this team for granted for one ever.
His arrival in 2013?
Yes.
See, I don't think anybody knew what this was going to become in 2013.
Well, I don't think, definitely not on that grand a scale, but like what his arrival did do, the buzz that it created, it was, you know, the Warriors went into that 2013-14 season with some big expectations of taking steps forward. And his arrival, I thought, was a big part of that. I mean, I had high expectations for that team going in. I mean, maybe again, I could have been overzealous about it, but.
Well, I just think it's funny that that was the year that they actually took a step back. You lost in the first round.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, you made it to 7 games, but the year before, they won a playoff series.
Yeah, no, it was, that's why it was disappointing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Pointing when they fell short, and that's part of why Mark Jackson didn't have a job after that season. When he arrived, it was just like, you know, you just won a playoff series. You really battled the Spurs really well for six games. Like, you add this piece, that's supposed to be the next step that's going to elevate you. Yeah, they did take a step back. It was rough that first year because it really wasn't working like we envisioned it. But yeah, at the time, though, when he arrived, there was definitely a increase in the expectations that I think we wanted to see from that team that year.
Well, I think it was representative yesterday, too, that, all right, who do you think got the loudest ovation not named Andre Iguodala yesterday?
I mean, I guess it's outside of Iggy, outside of Iguodala and Steph. So I would probably say Jimmy Butler got the loudest ovation when he was introduced, unless you're going first during.
No, I'm talking about during the ceremony.
Oh, during the ceremony.
The ceremony, there was one guy that stood out. And to me, it's symbolic of why Andre Iguodala is going into the retirement era, is getting his number retired. He's getting his number retired. Number 9 is going up, the 7th number ever in Golden State Warriors franchise history. It's because the other guy that got the loudest ovation was Sean Livingston.
That's, yeah.
He was right there front and center. And I saw people standing up for Sean Livingston. And it goes to show that Andre represents that era. But there were so many pieces that were integral, that were respected, that were a piece of the fabric of what that dynasty turned into. But specifically the 15 team, I realized Durant came in and changed everything, but the bench mob, Sean Livingston, Mo Spates was in the house.
The wise men, right?
Leandro Barbosa was a part of that group. Andre Iguodala ran the second unit and eventually became finals MVP. But to me, the fans giving as much love to Andre Iguodala, who is going to be enshrined as a player like Sean Livingston, whose number is probably never going to be retired, but will forever be beloved, to me was representative of the entire night and really why the ceremony to me was so amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the strength in numbers. I mean, it was so many guys, so many great heroes who are obviously they're going to be honoring that 2015 team. The 10-year anniversary of that championship tomorrow when the Warriors take on the Charlotte Hornets. And yeah, I mean, Sean Livingston right up there, Mo Spates, David West, another name. I mean, Iguodala, he was part of that veteran core. I think they call him, the wise men, not the James Wiseman, the veteran wise men. And having veteran guys like that on a young team like the Warriors were, I mean, you always, you need that blend of old and new, or old and young, I should say, on these teams. And yeah, that you talk about that bench mob and the recognition that Warrior fans gave there, very special. And one of the first guys the first guy who spoke was the architect of those teams, and that was Bob Myers. And, you know, we talk about, you know, what needed to happen for Iguodala to come here. we've all heard the story as Warrior fans where, you know, Bob Myers was, I think he was in Tahoe that weekend on a family vacation. I think he always said that he didn't spend any time with his family. He said, yes, it was the only time in his life he's ever grown a beard because he was just working tirelessly all weekend long.
I'm glad he got rid of that beard.
Yeah, to find the money, to find Joe Lacob's money, as he said, and make Iguodala happen. Let's take Bob tell the story of how Andre Iguodala became a Warrior. I could listen to that story over and over again, just how he tells it. Well, it was during the ceremony, he's talking about, you know, the pitch that he's making to Andre, and he's talking the story, and then I guess Andre just interrupted him. It's like, Bob, I'm in. I want to come here. Do we have the sound? Yeah, let's just play that then. Let
I got it right story. Here. Here's Bob Myers.
We had I don't know how many pages we put together, and Rob Pelinka, his agent, was in there. It was a small conference room in Los Angeles, and we said, Andre, so here's how we see you fitting in here, and we'd like you at the small forward, and Andre said, stop. I'm coming. Just get the money.
Again, as much as it's about winning with Andre, it is also about money.
Yeah.
And the Warriors were trying to throw money at all these different players. They tried to throw money at Dwight Howard. I think it was after Andre Iguodala, but they also threw money at a player like DeAndre Jordan, who eventually signed a restricted free agency with
the
Clippers. A
couple times they went after Jordan, yeah.
They have gone after players in the past, but Andre, to your point, Sam, was the first one that said yes. Mm-hmm. David Lee, and that's true, from the 650 brings up a good point, started the trends of players wanting to come here, but Andre was someone that specifically told Steph after that Denver series and told the Warriors, like, this is what it could become. Again, that's why the word that I would use to describe Andre isn't necessarily selfless, but it's prescient. He was someone with immense foresight that was able to see everything before it happened, whether it was on the court, whether it was in free agency, although technically it was a sign and trade, I believe, that got him here. Mm-hmm. He was able to see things before they happened. And that's why, you know, Myers, Curry, Kerr, everyone who talked yesterday about Andre is always going to describe him as the older brother that they could always go to and rely on.
Yeah. And I like that. But yeah, it's just, yeah, he was, yeah, the older brother, the steadying guy. And that's why I think the word that I would use to describe Andre is, yeah, he was a stabilizer. In terms of just, he's able to stay, like, when young teams like that are coming up, it can go either which way. You don't know if a team's going to make that leap that's going to vault them to that championship level of contention, or if they're going to be a team like, I mean, how many great young teams? I mean, the Oklahoma City Thunder at the time, that was the young team that everybody was looking at to kind of take that next leap and become that dominant dynasty, and it just never came together. And it easily could have happened like that for the Warriors. They easily could have fallen short, and things could have been broken up. Remember, there was a time when this team was talking about a Kevin Love for Klay Thompson trade. You know, thank God that never happened. But Iguodala just, he steadied this rise in a way that, you know, he steadied this rise in a way that paved the way for this dynasty. That I don't know if we have this dynasty if Iguodala doesn't show up, which is crazy to say now, but yeah, that's just how much the impact that he had in terms of just keeping this thing steady and helping elevate this team to a level that we've seen them be at for the last 10 years, or the better part of the last 10 years.
Yeah, I think even if Iguodala doesn't get to Golden State, Steph and Clay and Dre and eventually, you know, I think they still find a way to win championships, but it doesn't look the same, and it certainly doesn't feel the same. The kind of love, like, again, all those faces that were there at that retirement ceremony yesterday are still attached in some way, shape, or form to the Warriors. And they're always going to have a place in Golden State. I mean, Bob Myers is doing the game, but obviously he was there. He received a warm welcome, even though he's no longer with the organization anymore. Sean Livingston stepped away after being in somewhat of, I think, an advisor role with the front office. He's welcomed home like the champion that he is. Every single one of these guys that comes back is as beloved as the other. And I think Andre, again, represents that specific season. And that's why he's the first of, I think, five numbers that are going to be eventually retired. And it's going to be him. It's going to be Curry. It's going to be Clay. It's going to be Draymond. And I think it is also going to be Kevin Durant, despite his short amount of time here. We'll wait and see, but he's the first to go. And I thought it was an awesome event what they did yesterday, getting to hear Andre before the game, you know, hearing him explain his thought process for his career, for his time in Golden State. And also a story that I want to share on the other side. He saw the birth of Curry before anybody. And again, it's why I believe he's a prescient person. But he had a specific story that I thought was really cool that I want to share. And we can get to it on the other side, because that's what's coming up in the game brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. A reminder also that in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to have two things going on. Number one, Tim Roy, voice of the Golden State Warriors, is going to join us at 8:30. And then sometime during that hour, we're going to give you an opportunity to take home a Jimmy Butler number 10 Golden State Warriors jersey. They're 5-1 with him. They waxed the Dallas Mavericks yesterday, 126-102. And they look like a team that is now going to be talked about as a potential contender. Draymond Green may have been on to something. 888-957-9570 is the number. Two Joes are out. Sam, Evan, in for you on the morning roaster back after this.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.